bread. Now, the kind that you buy at the store, you'd call that?
It's like bread. It's like bread. It's known as like bread. And now we can go to the store and buy canned biscuits or, and so all you have to do is just bake them. They're done and made up, and just put them in the oven and cook them. Mm-hmm. And you've got the hot rolls, you can buy them, and they're a biscuit that, too. You can buy them in the store, and all they do is to cook them.
And we used to buy bowls.
Yeah.
That you put in the stove and bake.
You can buy them now. They call them breaker, ain't it?
Oven fresh, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever call it like bread that comes from the store? Do you ever call it bought bread?
Yeah, that's what we call it. We call it bought bread, of course. Mm-hmm. Around it's been called that way.
Did you ever know people making a homemade? They are round and they got a hole in the middle. Kind of sweet stuff.
Donut.
Well, right. I can make them out of hot bread, though.
Yeah.
And take them out
while they're
hot and
they're
only powdered sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or glaze them.
You can go up to the, they have a baker here, that is, for donuts and cakes and things. Mm-hmm. You can buy them, but then they make them in the home, big back as far back as I can remember, and they call them donuts all right now.
Now, another thing that people cook sometimes, that sometimes they make up a batter and then fry like three or four of them at a time, maybe for breakfast.
Pancakes.
And what would you call the inside part of the egg?
The yolk. It's called a yolk.
And is that, what color is that?
Well, the yolk is the yellow part.
That's
the yellow part of an egg.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, if you cooked them in hot water, what would you call them?
Boiled.
And
our approach now, you can cook an egg in water, place them in grease, and you call that a poached egg. I ate them for, I don't know, two or three years. I had a stomach trouble, and I had a poached egg, what they call a poached egg, and it's cooked, it's fried or cooked in water, placed in grease.
Mm-hmm.
It beats no egg at all, but it's not as good as it's not as good as the fried in the shortening of the grease.
How about if the kind of meat that you might cook with your green beans or... What would that be?
Well, that's ordinarily it's a cured bacon. The bacon. They come. Use a jaw for it, or they use a portion of the middling.
Midland.
Now that's.
But you mentioned midling earlier when we were talking about slaughtering hogs, and I was going to ask you what part of the hog that would be.
The midling is the part that's between the ham. And the shoulder.
Uh-huh.
That's the center part of the hole, and it's the part the ribs comes from.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. And they take that, and that there, lion's part was talking about the lean part. That comes from right next to the backbone.
Uh-huh.
Now this midland fashions to the backbone in between the shoulder and the ham of a hog,
uh-huh.
And it. It's a square when it's shaped up, cut out and shaped up, it's a square. Of course, it depends on the size of the hole as to how big it is. Well, that's the part that they tore up from the, had their smoke houses, and tore them in the smoke house, and we call that bacon.
And then you call it bacon after it was
cured. It was
cured,
yeah.
I see.
And that's the part use that in beans. Now, if you never ate green beans boiled with